Okay. Is there a motion to take a recess until 11:15?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I second.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Jose Maestas, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Somerfield Parks and Rec, I approve.
Star Mayhill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to recess until 11:15, at which time we will be taking up item number 6. And thank you for working with us on this recess. And if you will turn off your video and mute yourself, that's the preferable thing. Thank you. Resume the September 1st. Meeting of the Development Review Board. We are on item 6, PR 2020-5689, Site Plan Amendment 2021-987 for Legacy Development and Management LLC at on Constitution between Louisiana and Mesilla. And Consensus Planning is the agent. Ms. Fishman, go ahead and enter yourself into the record.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Jackie Fishman. My address is 302 8th Street Northwest, Albuquerque 87102.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Do you want to go ahead and give us an update?
Sure. We were at DRB a week ago. We had some minor comments that we have addressed with our supplemental submittal. The only thing that of any substance that changed was I realized after the hearing we had a little bit of a conflict between our water meter location and where we show all our landscape along Constitution in front of the building. And so also based on comments that we received from the water authority, we decided to move the water meter from in front of the building to the two northeast parking spaces along the eastern edge of the site, which also lengthens the throat depth that, you know, wasn't a requirement to change, but we thought it would be, you know, it's something that Jean brought up, and we thought this would make things a little bit better. So that square where the keynote number 15 is pointed to, that is the location for the water meter that we're proposing. We are also, the team is in the middle of getting borings down there to see if there's any utilities in there. We don't think there are. But we decided to move forward with, so this is basically a curb change. We took out two parking spaces. We modified the parking count on the site plan. We were way over what was required anyways. And we think it just functions both from an aesthetic standpoint and a practical standpoint better. We saw our comments that we received from staff, from DRB members, and I understand that there was a concern from hydrology that, well, they want to review our grading plan, and I was hoping we could have some conversation about that because they said that they needed a 4-week deferral, and literally this is a curb change in that corner, and that was it. So anyways, that's what I want to say. I'm sure we have the rest of our team on the call if they want to be sworn in and make comments as well.
Okay, I think I'll just kind of do that as issues come up, unless, is there someone from the team that wants to make some introductory comments? Okay, with that, let's go to the public. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak on item number 6 on Constitution? I Yeah, I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Our comments have been addressed. We have no further objections. Thank you.
Okay. That's a pretty good accomplishment there. That's great. All right. Code enforcement.
All of my assistance with code enforcement. No comments or objections.
Parks and Rec.
Carol Summerfield, Parks and Rec. No additional comments.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of June 23rd, 2021. However, based on DRB comments on August 25th, there were some additional survey required that caused some site plan changes. Hydrology received a revised conceptual grading and drainage plan on August 27th. Currently, this will probably not be looked at for a few weeks, and Hydrology is recommending a 4-week deferral.
All right, Mr. Armijo, you heard Ms. Fishman's questions. Do you have any response to what she's explained about the curb and how this affects everything related to their drainage?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Yes, I heard that. And in fact, Mr. Shell gave me a call before the meeting to ask about this, that it wasn't changing any of their calculations or anything. But unfortunately, since the plan is in the system, we actually have to have the plan approved before Hydrology can move forward. And we do have a backlog. I mean, it's like Renee Brissette is the engineer that's reviewing for this site. And I mean, she does have a fairly full schedule. She's not in today, but if you could convince her to be able to look at this earlier, I mean, there's no way that I could change the order of when things are reviewed. When they come in, we review them in order.
Correct. What I'm thinking here, Mr. Armijo, is that the applicant is adjusting things based on DRB comments. They were trying to address something that Ms. Wolfenberger brought up, and then they found this really improves things. So it's hopefully not dramatic to the grading and drainage plan. And I would think maybe we could give them some deference since they've already been through it once and they were just making an adjustment based on our comment.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I totally understand. I mean, it's like, I doubt this is going to make any changes at all. But as I stated, it is in the system now, and I don't have a way of changing its review status, and I can't approve until that plan is approved. I mean, it's like, I can talk to Ms. Brissette when she's in tomorrow to see if she can do a quick review of this, but unfortunately, I can't do anything until the plan is approved.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Armijo. I don't know if... Well, I'm thinking, at earliest, we would be able to meet on September 15th. So let's just let that date simmer as we move on to transportation comments.
Good morning. This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. The Transportation Department has no objection or further comments on the site plan.
Okay, planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Solid waste signature will be required on the site plan prior to final sign-off from plan and distribution of the site plan for DRB signatures. Other than the solid waste signature continuing to be required, all other comments have been addressed. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Fishman, I'm going to go ahead and recommend that we defer this to our next meeting, which is September 15th. You're aware that we're not meeting next week, correct?
Yes, this is Jackie Fishman. I am. Thank you.
We'll throw it out there to the DRB, but would that be acceptable to you and your client?
Oh, yes, Madam Chair, this is Jackie Fishman again. That's acceptable.
And then hopefully we can see what Ms. Brissett is able to do, and then we'll kind of circle back with you as we get closer to that date and see if we're where we need to be. Okay, because we want to make sure hydrology has the chance to do what they need to do, but we do appreciate you incorporating those comments into your drive aisle. So let me just put this out there. Is there a motion to defer this to September 15th? And maybe you should make the motion, Mr. Armijo.
That would be fine. Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I make a motion to defer agenda item number 6 to September 15th.
Okay. Is there a second?
Wayne Carter, Water Authority, I second.
Okay, please vote.
Wayne Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Maestas, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Carol Summerfield, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 6, PR 2020-5689, site plan amendment SI 2021-987 to September 15th.